Unit 1. Tylenol Scare. The pain reliever known as Tylenol was marketed first as a fever reduction medicine, but then became popular as a general pain reliever. The original company was bought by the pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson in 1959, and Tylenol soon gained a huge place in the market for over-the-counter pain relievers. In 1982, a terrible situation developed concerning Tylenol. In and around the Chicago area, people began to die from a deadly poison known as cyanide. The deaths seemed to be random, but the police finally established a common factor. All of the victims had taken Tylenol before they died. The police found that Tylenol bottles of the victims contained capsules that were contaminated with the deadly poison. In those days, the medicine that was sold on the shelves of drugstores did not have any seal or plastic wrap around it. Investigators quickly determined that someone had gone around to various stores in the Chicago area and had placed bottles containing the poison capsules onto the shelves where Tylenol was being sold. As soon as investigators realized what had happened, an alert was sent out to all retailers to remove any bottles of Tylenol from their shelves. News outlets were urged to spread the word to the population to stop any use of Tylenol, and even vehicles equipped with loudspeakers were used to inform people, neighborhood by neighborhood. The reaction of the company producing Tylenol was admirable. The company recalled all 31 million bottles of Tylenol across the nation. They realized that, since the bottles were not tamper-proof, there really was a danger of copycat criminals to take into account. All of the old-style bottles were recovered and destroyed. The company also immediately started research on designing tamper-proof bottles. The company lost over $100 million, not only from recalling all bottles, but also from replacing bottles that people had already paid for but were unable to use. As a result of the Tylenol scare in 1982, medicines and other products began to develop and use the tamper-resistant packaging that we now are familiar with. Many people thought that the Tylenol scare would be the end of Tylenol as a product. However, due to the prompt and diligent response of the company, people did not lose trust in the company or the product. Tylenol regained its former market share and again became one of the most popular over-the-counter pain relievers in the country. The response of Johnson & Johnson in this incident is often cited as being one of the best examples of proper crisis management.